Radford University communications professor Scott Dunn says Donald Trump is playing a dangerous game, and there have been recent media reports with some supporters talking about violence or revolution if their candidate is not the victor on November 8th. Dunn points to other elections, like Al Gore versus George W. Bush in 2000, where a concession was made despite questions about the presidential election outcome.
Gore conceded and even presided as the Senate certified the electoral vote. Same thing in 1960, where there were some questions and Richard Nixon conceded the election rather than pursuing any possible vote tampering allegations. We've always accepted that the peaceful transfer of power is more important than partisanship or more important than winning.
Trump has walked back his declaration somewhat, but not completely, since the debate last week, saying he would accept the election results if he wins, while reserving the right to question the outcome in other circumstances. Gene Marano, WFIR News.